And a big good morning to Danny De Silva from the Central Coast Mariners. Danny, it's great to have you on.
Good morning, yeah. Thanks to be here.
Well, Danny, first of all, just tell us about this incredible game that we saw against Melbourne Victory, where you guys ended up winning 3-2. You were on a three-match losing run before that win. It had a bit of everything.
Yeah, for sure. I think, if you're a neutral supporter, it's definitely entertaining, and even more so if you're a Mariners supporter. So, it was a really entertaining match, and of course, it was a great finish for us. And, to get the 3 points after 7 years against them, I think we haven't won. So, it was a fantastic feeling for everyone in the club to get the 3 points.
Can you remember another match you played in, Danny, where both goals came in stoppage time, won 10 minutes in a stoppage time to get that one goal margin in your favour?
No, I can't remember. I was saying after the game, I can't even remember playing 10 minutes extra time ever in my career. So, it was quite a dramatic finish, but of course, really happy for Simo for him to get the penalty and, score it, obviously. So, it's fantastic for us and, obviously a very dramatic ending, but still just really happy with the win.
You guys play Western United this weekend, and United are coming in having lost two of their past games. How are you guys feeling going into this weekend? You must be pumped after the win on last weekend.
Yeah, definitely. The feeling is high at the training ground at the moment. Obviously coming off with a great victory last night is a really good feeling. Gives all the boys a bit of confidence, and we'll have a good week at training this week and prepare well for them. For the Western game, we've played them already and, we beat them as well. So, obviously we're going into the game with confidence and, we'll prepare as best as we can.
How's it been with Stadge up there at the Central Coast, mate? Alan Stadgic, obviously he arrived and there was a lot happening in his life and his coaching career. But from watching him from afar on the coverage, he seems like a champion bloke.
Yeah, it's been good so far. Obviously we've won lots more games than we did last year. And, obviously we're playing quite well as well. So, it's been good under him so far. And, obviously everybody deals with those things. And, I think he settled nicely into the coach job. So, hopefully there will be more to come, more victories under him.
And what are your thoughts on the Oli Roos campaign so far? They play against Bahrain in tomorrow morning. How do you think they've been going so far?
Obviously, I think they've been doing good. Obviously, a draw and a win. It's important to try and finish top of the group if you can. So, obviously another important game coming up. So, I'm sure that they'll be able to get the job done. And then, hopefully they'll be able to qualify for the Olympics.
Danny, we'll just get your thoughts in today's paper. They were talking about a lack of professional opportunities in Australia, and so it's going to reduce our chance to produce that golden era like what we saw of Harry Kewell. What are your thoughts on our pathways and how we invest in the up-and-coming players?
I think it's slowly getting better. I think it's difficult in Australia, but because we're such a diverse nation when it comes to sport, and I don't think football is really the top sport in Australia. So, obviously that's difficult and, other kids want to play AFL and rugby and cricket and all this stuff, so a bit different to the rest of the world where most countries just have football to focus on. So, it's not necessarily a bad thing for Australian sport, but, as far as football goes, I guess it's a bit tough sometimes competing against other great sports like that.
Well, just on that, we've had Robbie Slater on here before and we've asked him this question where there's been chat about whether or not the A-League should be played during our winter and would compete against the likes of AFL and NRL. What do you think about moving it to playing in the winter?
It's probably better for the players because it wouldn't be so hot. but I think, it would be difficult. Obviously AFL draws huge crowds. So, and I think a lot of people in Australia like both the A-League and the AFL. So, I think that would take a bit away from some games. Some fans would go to the AFL or to the A-League and then, you wouldn't have that great environment that we still have in the atmosphere. So, I think if all the sports are played in the same season, then, it takes a bit away from the fans. I think if sports played all year round, then, that's a bit better for the fans as well.
All right, well, Danny, you've got a tough game this week against Western United. Maybe you can get a little bit of a roll, mate. The football gods were smiling on you last week. Maybe they can be smiling on you again.
Yeah, we hope so. Hopefully two in a row. It'll be great.
All right, Danny De Silva joins us on the Big Sport Breakfast. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers. Thank you, guys.